and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing tonight?
I am somewhere between incredibly relaxed and absolutely worn out.
Well, that is because you are coming off of an Adventures by Disney trip, and we've talked a couple times about these Adventures by Disney trip, but this one we're going to talk about in detail, so I'm excited to hear about it. It's something that I have not done, but I know it's a big part of the Disney portfolio. It's something that you have clients and friends and family that have done over and over again, so I'm excited to hear about it. But before we break down the specific trip, what I'd like you to do is tell us what the specific trip was and then give us maybe a little bit of breakdown of what Adventures by Disney is very briefly for folks that just are completely unaware.
I'd love to. So I was on the newest adventure that they have this season, and that is Portugal. And no, there is no Disney theme park in Portugal.
No.
That's always the first question. So what is Adventures by Disney? It is small group guided tours to bucket list destinations around the world with Disney style service and access. It is the way to see the world. It is what I call the ultimate mommy vacation because somebody else is in charge. You're not the scout leader, the planner, the mom, you can be on vacation too. The adventure guides are phenomenal. It is their job to make sure that everybody's on the bus at the right time and that they have snacks and bottled water so that nobody's hangry. And they're the ones with the first aid kit and the camera and creating magical moments all along. So it is everything that I love about Disney while allowing me to see the world. And one of the other phenomenal things about it is they offer family tours. And so there'll be times when your family is together, there'll be some junior adventurer times where the kids will go off with the guides to do an activity, be it a movie night or touring something a little different. Parents can always go with the kids. Kids can always stay with the parents. But for those of you who are listening to this and saying, I don't think I want to travel Europe with kids, good news. There are adult-only departures for their Europe destinations, the river cruises, Central America, the U.S. tours, China, literally 50 bucket list destinations and new ones coming every year.
Well, and so you did Portugal, which, as you said, is a new trip for you. Is it a new trip for the entire itinerary, or is it just your first time having done it?
No, it is a new trip for Disney. Each season, they add 2 to 3 new destinations. This was actually my 11th adventure by Disney, but my first time in Portugal and Disney's first season. I was not the first trip of the year, but this is their first year that they have offered Portugal.
Okay, cool. So you kind of laid it out as far as the benefits of traveling with Adventures by Disney. Let's break down this particular tour because it sounded, and by the looks of your pictures that I saw, it just tremendous. So give us a breakdown of some of the things that you did, you know, some of the things that you saw.
I'm going to start at the end and say you may never have heard of the Algarve. It may never have been on your bucket list, but you're missing out if it's not.
Okay.
It was phenomenal. So this adventure as a whole is 9 days. It includes 20 meals. We visited 27 different sites. Again, it's about seamless travel because we stayed in 3 different resorts. And Disney takes care of those reservations, the check-ins, the check-outs, what they call bag pull. You don't even have to take your luggage out of your room. They get it from your room, and then it's waiting for you in your room at the next hotel. So we flew into Porto to begin our adventure. After 3 nights there, we went to Lisbon, and then we ended, as I said, in the Algarve. And obviously, all of these cities are along the water. And the views were stunning. The weather was great. The activity was wonderful. I'll say that one of the reasons that I personally love Adventures by Disney is that they really encourage you to do things you might not do. And I won't say that that goes for everybody. That's for those of us that are a little bit less adventurous, a little bit more hesitant to do things. But they have an action-packed itinerary, and you really just go with it and you try new things, and they're encouraging it. It's okay if you don't want to try them all. There is one that I just couldn't bring myself to do. And they've always got an alternate activity when there's something that requires extra energy, a little bit of fitness. They cover something for everybody.
So I want to go back to what you had said, about them grabbing your bags and moving on from place to place. In an itinerary like this, it's not static, so you're going from location to location. I guess let's talk specifically to Portugal, and then you can kind of wax poetically about the Adventures program in general. What types of transportation are you taking, or did you take on this particular tour to get from spot to spot?
On this one, it was motor coaches. So we took great motor coaches. They're high-end Mercedes-Benz, as they love to have in Europe, USB outlets, reclining seats, super comfy. One of the things, again, Adventures knows people, Adventures knows family. Nobody, most definitely not me, somebody who is prone to motion sickness, wants to know that there is a 3.5 hour motor coach ride
Right,
ahead.
right.
And there definitely would be a 3.5 hour motor coach ride, but it never is that long. They're always breaking those trips up in 90-minute segments. So one day we stopped and we did tile making on our way to somewhere and different activities and things that they do along the way so that the transportation doesn't become the focus of the day. It's something that gets you from point A to point B, but you're making not just a pit stop, but a phenomenal experience stop in the middle. There are other adventures where you are being transported by boat. When I was in Peru, we took an internal flight. They do that in Greece and in South Africa as well. So sometimes the transportation in Italy and in Norway, their transportation for one of the segments is by a high-speed train. So they're really all about how to get you there, how to get the most of the experience. They're not going to put you on an underground train. There's nothing overly exciting.
Right.
But, when we were in Italy, that train ride itself was an experience. It wasn't just a mode of transportation.
Okay, so let's go back to Portugal. Let's talk about some of the things that you did, some of the interesting experiences that you had, the adventurous things that you did take part in. I guess we can start, at the beginning of the trip. What were some of the things that you did that were definitely, keynote experiences?
I went kayaking on the Douro River. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. Well, maybe it does, because I also went, we were on a yacht down the Tagus River. We were on another spot of the Douro doing another sailing afternoon. I did a 6 mile e-bike ride along the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, just phenomenal opportunities. I will say the one that I passed up that others loved is this bridge climb, and it is just like it sounds. Think about the George Washington Bridge, the span of that, and it having a set of stairs underneath in an arch that you can climb all the way up.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have stuck with that either.
They harness them in, they clip them on the guide. I had several friends that did it. I saw their video. I definitely made the right choice for me. Up, I knew I could do. I wasn't sure I'd ever come back down. And, you're going reverse on an arch. So they said to me, you know what, Sandy, at one point, you had to put your foot down and have faith that there was a step below. There was not, a visual on it for a little bit.
Yeah.
So instead, I did my next best thing. Who knew that in Portugal they had a sky gondola that I could ride?
Well, if there is one, you will find it. So that I'm not surprised. Now, where in location in relation to the bridge climb was that? Was it in a similar location? Did you have to go away from the group, or was it there right there?
So the bus dropped the bridge climbers off, and one of our adventure guides went with the bridge climbers, and the second adventure guide and our motor coach driver took us. The gondola ride was about 6 minutes away in town.
Okay, very cool.
And that's the great thing about the adventures. They're small groups, typically a maximum of 40 with two adventure guides. And often in different cities, you'll have a step-on guide that's a specialist. So it's a really low ratio, easy for them to accommodate everybody.
So one of the things in looking at your pictures and in talking with you about all these things, but especially, you know, in knowing the different things that Adventures does, is you stay in some really cool and unique locations. And in Europe, just the architecture is so old and has so much history. Talk to me about some of the things that you saw, maybe even some of the things that you stayed in that are not necessarily your run-of-the-mill hotels.
Our first hotel is a former monastery. I learned that Porto has just an insane number of monasteries originally.
Sure.
So to stay in that was really unique. And our last hotel, I think I could have moved in there. We literally had a balcony that looked out onto the ocean, onto the cliffs. The sun sets there every night. Literally movie scene, picture, postcard. I don't know how I was lucky enough to get to stay there. And it is definitely now a runner-up for my favorite Adventures by Disney resort that I've stayed at.
So obviously when you go to Europe, especially, you know, where you were, everybody talks about the wine. The wine, the wine, the wine. So what experiences did you have that were tied to the wine?
This was not about the wine, Jeff. It's Portugal. So it's the port.
Sure, sure. The cousin, the cousin of wine.
The cousin of wine. So we learned that just like champagne can only come from the Champagne region of France, true port can only be made in Portugal.
Okay.
And we went to three different vineyards where we were able to tour and see their barreling and learn their history. One of them, we actually did a cooking class. We made our own partial beginnings of our dinner. And then our dinner was in the middle of the wine barrel room. I mean, just you walk into these barrel barns and the aroma is amazing. You know you're among some fine port, but then to see this nice long dinner table set out for us in the middle was incredible. We did different tastings in one of the places. If you weren't a port drinker, again, we were on an adults only adventure, but when there are families, they actually did a painting class you could take if you didn't want to do the tasting. And the painting was done with wine corks and really unique things. One of the places we went, we all did a cork picture that we can now hang at home. So they used a old wine crate and they gave us the lid to the crate and old wine corks that we cut up the corks and created our unique design. So lots of fun that way as well.
Are you getting a chance to meet the folks that this is their business? Is it something like that? Do they have an intimate relationship with the places where you're going, where you get to see maybe the family or the company at work? Do you get a taste
Most
of any
definitely.
Of that?
Most definitely. You know, it's amazing to be talking to the third, fourth, fifth generation of that vineyard and hear their pride. In some cases, the vineyards are open to the public, but in many cases, there's an add-on for Disney, maybe a section that others wouldn't get to go to. In one of the vineyards, they actually uncorked one of the really old barrels and were letting us sniff the cork and explaining the aging behind it and just super unique experiences.
What about any kind of private stuff? Like, the, you know, obviously you're spending a significant amount of money to take a vacation like this. is there anything you said sometimes are open to the public? Is there anything that you did on your trip that was exclusively just you guys? This is the only way that you were doing that, is by taking this adventure.
I think there were things that were definitely enhanced or different versions. For example, the Penna Palace, which is that vibrant red and yellow palace that you often see pictures of for Portugal. You may not even have known it was called the Penna Palace, but it's very iconic in their advertising. They have reservations, and have even pre-COVID, 500 people visit that palace every 30 minutes. They're kind of, I hate to say it, herding cattle to get you through there. We went after hours. And so unlike other people who hike and then take a bus and then have to do a second hike to even enter the palace, we pulled up. I call it my Elsa moment. I won't sing for all of you, though.
Oh, come on.
They literally opened up the gates for us. Our bus narrowly pulled through. I don't know how these European bus drivers do it. They are absolutely phenomenal.
It's a skill, that's for sure.
And our motor coach was able to take us 95% of the way up to the palace, which had nobody but us.
That's cool.
So instead of being there among about 1,000 people, there were 40 of us in the palace. We could tour at our leisure. We could take photos. We could see all of the areas in depth. We were able to do outer walks around the moat, right above the moat area, and do some extra climbing and things that you just simply either couldn't do because there's too many people, or because some of those outside areas will be closed.
Well, and I think that's the reality, is when you're looking at the price point that these vacations are at, you want something like that. And it's no surprise that that's what Disney delivers, right? I mean, they're telling a story with your vacation. This is the way you get that private experience after hours. So I'm not
exactly. Even when we were in Porto, we did a tuk-tuk tour. Tuk-tuks are like little motorbikes that hold 2 to 4 people in the back. Sure. They've got like a little cab to them.
Right.
And so we're doing this big city tour, and it kind of became the joke of the group. I'm definitely one that's quick to start it. Anytime you see a line in Europe, we would say, oh, it must be a Starbucks. Shout out, they're not, you know, promoting our show, but the lines for Starbucks everywhere were outrageous.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're driving in the city and we're in our tuk-tuk, and I'm like, oh, look at that line over there. It wraps around the corner. It must be a Starbucks. And our tuk-tuk driver says, that's not a Starbucks. You'll see in just a minute. And we pull around the corner and he parks the tuk-tuk, and we're, you know, 9 tuk-tuks together traveling. And so we all park and we all get out and gather, and we follow what they call the paddle of power, their orange Adventure by Disney logo sign, so that you can follow your group. And we're walking towards this line, and they tell us, and I know this isn't Disney, but it is certainly a Porto highlight, the Lilo bookshop, which has been an inspiration for J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame, is somewhere that you can go visit in Porto that actually has a line longer than Starbucks. Literally, there had to be 150 people online when we got there.
Well, it's just one of those cool things that, you know.
It's one of those cool things. And I have to say, when you get inside, I can see why a bookshop like that would inspire you. The staircase in the middle that fans out and takes you upstairs, just incredible. But digressing here, we walk up. And we walk around the line and right into the bookshop, as Adventures by Disney had a reservation, something that is not allowed. Other people have ticket times and then they still get online. But for Adventures by Disney, they let us right in. So we kind of made 150 enemies, but we all happily shopped and took our pictures inside.
Well, we're coming to the end of the program here tonight, and I know that we could talk for hours about this particular trip, but before we say goodnight, I'm sure there's a couple things that we haven't gotten to. Why don't you give a quick little rundown of some of the things that we haven't discussed tonight before we say goodnight?
I think the food is something. I don't know how you and I got 20 minutes into an episode and didn't discuss food.
Well, because of beautiful architecture and port wine and J.K. Rowling. I mean, it's doable. It's doable.
It's a very food-heavy tour, as most adventures are. As I said earlier, they don't want you to be hangry. So we had breakfast included every morning. Out of our 8 nights, we had 6 lunches and 6 dinners. They give you some on your own time so that you can go shopping or go see sites that might be important to you that aren't important to everybody. But the meals were phenomenal. They had a lot of the real traditional things for us to try. They walked us through what made those traditional, what things were more out of the box. But I think one of the things that really impressed me is in America, food allergies are very common. And we know Disney Parks and Disney Cruise Line, phenomenal for dealing with food allergies. It's tough in these other countries. But I saw them work flawlessly. In our group, we had a vegan, we had a dairy allergy, we had gluten allergies, and they were easily accommodated at all of our meals. As I said, then there were snacks on the bus. There were some magical moments where it was kind of hot in Portugal, and funny, we seemed to walk past a gelato spot and they magically were able to produce gelato for all 40 of us. They really work to create memories, and it's some of the little things as well as the big things. They say that you start as strangers and you end as family, and I believe that on every one of my adventures by Disney. I did not believe that before I took my first one. I honestly thought it was a marketing line. I can say that realistically now. But I have friends from my first adventure 11 years ago that I still meet up with, that I talk to, that I see on Facebook, and we're messaging regularly. It is a great time to be with other people, but there are opportunities to be just your family or just a couple. It is really the ultimate vacation and the ultimate way to see the world. I will give 2 little plugs. We just started a new Facebook group because we've had lots of questions and we want to be able to share all of these things. So look in the show notes. We have a Adventures by Disney with Adventurer Sandy group. We've got some Q&A, some travel tips, apps you're going to want, whether you're traveling with adventures or otherwise. Definitely visit our website. Just like everywhere else, the cost to book with the agency is the same as cost booking with Disney yourself, but we've got some added benefits. Disney makes the trip pretty much all-inclusive. All of those transfers we talked about, the meals, the gratuities for the buses, the maids, the porters, it's all included. The not included item is the gratuities for your guides. And that is something that our agency pays as a thank you for booking with us. So it's a great way to add some extra value to your vacation. And we can walk you through some of the things that you're going to want to know and be prepared. Each adventure is obviously a little bit different, as every area of the world is a little bit different.
For a lot of people, they are bucket list trips. And I think it's important that we are able to bring information to folks about a brand that they know and they trust and they love in Disney, and how they've expanded their hospitality throughout the world through this Adventures by Disney program. And you're the person to talk about it. So thanks for taking the time tonight. Thanks for taking the trip last week. And I will speak to you next week.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Jeff.
And that's a wrap on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like and subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.